Zazi could not be released before trial, agreeing with prosecutors that Zazi's overseas trip, lack of a job, or strong family ties in Colorado make him a significant flight risk.
And with more on the plot, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Prosecutors assert Zazi and others were part of an Al-Qaeda conspiracy to set off explosives, and they say he was intent on being in New York on September 11th.
Through a translator, Iran's president says his country has done nothing wrong.
What business of yours is it to tell us what we must do or not? You're just another country, a member state of the IAEA like any other one.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, as the U.S., France, and Britain demand inspections of a new nuclear facility being built in violation, they say, of international law. Another recording said to be from Osama bin Laden has surfaced. On this tape, he's warning of an Al-Qaeda attack against European nations that refuse to pull troops out of Afghanistan. Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan appears to be working behind the scenes to get more troops for the fight there. ABC's Vic Ratner is live.
Sherry, before making some tough decisions, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, wanted more information than just what was in the official request from Afghanistan. So he flew to Germany to talk one-on-one with the man responsible for the request, General Stanley McChrystal, who flew in from Afghanistan. We're told the two men spent a half day together, Sherry.
Former child star Mackenzie Phillips' admission this week that she carried on a 10-year incestuous relationship with her father has apparently spurred other victims to come forward. The Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network reports a 26% jump in hotline calls this week. You're listening to ABC News.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Georgia today comparing the flooding there to Hurricane Katrina.
Communities like yours may have lost a lot of the physical structure, but it seems to me you've kept the grit and determination. Our job now is to do all we can to be of help to you.
ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
Where you got me, sir?
Visiting a still soggy Atlanta, Vice President Biden pledged federal aid to two more flood-battered Georgia counties. He also visited a Red Cross center in Marietta, sheltering hundreds forced to abandon their homes from what's being called a 500-year flood. And more bad news for locals, the heavy rain today is being accompanied by renewed flash flood warnings.
Despite recommendations from the CDC, 40% of parents say they do not plan to comply with recommendations to have their children vaccinated against the H1N1 virus. More than half are worried about the side effects, and nearly half say they're not worried at all about their kids contracting swine flu. Michael Jackson fans lined up in Los Angeles today for tickets to This Is It, that movie based on rehearsals that would have been Jackson's big tour. Tim Lewicki is the movie's producer. He calls the film a serious look at greatness.
You see the music, the studios, the rehearsals, the dancers, the auditions, the costumes. You see all of the behind the scenes, and then you finally see the last few days of the dress rehearsals, and you begin to see the genius of Michael.
Plans are for the film to only be in theaters for 2 weeks. This is ABC News.
If you've ever tried it before, you know that saving money is harder than it looks. That's why at Wells Fargo, we're with you when you're ready to save smarter. Come in today and we'll take a look at your financial picture and work together to help you save. With a Wells Fargo checking account, you get all sorts of online tools that make saving easier, like My Spending Report with Budget Watch, where you can track your expenses, or My Savings Plan, where you can transfer money to your savings account automatically. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. Despite industry objections, California air regulators have approved the nation's first statewide carbon fee on utilities oil refineries, and other polluting industries. A fee will be imposed at the end of next year. Pot advocates are starting their push to get medical marijuana on next year's California ballot. They say they have the support of a prominent state politician, former state Senate President Don Parada. And Twitter's lack of revenue is not discouraging investors. In the latest indication of the excitement over the messaging service, Twitter has raised $100 million in a deal that values the three-year-old company at $1 billion. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Leandro, northbound 880 before Marina Boulevard, crash there, clear to the right shoulder. Burlingame, north 101 before Peninsula, crash on the shoulder too. Know a student who would like to get their assignment typed in one-third the time? Dragon, naturally speaking, speech recognition software turns talking to type with 99% accuracy. Special prices available for a limited time at voicesofdragon.com, Staples, or Amazon. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the 60s and 70s around the bay, low 90s inland. It'll be warmer tomorrow, 72 in San Francisco right now. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. All right. Sometimes you got to wonder, we inhabit the planet with people who do some strange things. Here's a woman in California. This is a definite do not try this at home. The press is all covering it, but it needs to be said. The confusion comes that injectable silicone, there are plastic surgeons and dermatologists who will use medical-grade injectable silicone for little patch-up work here and there. It is not recommended. It sometimes can migrate, sometimes can set up inflammatory reactions, but it is used when nothing else will work. But this woman, she went out. She decided it was just too expensive to have a plastic surgeon do plastic surgery, so she went online, bought some liquid silicone for $10, injected it into her lips and cheeks, and you can see the pictures online. She's had a lot of surgery trying to fix her handiwork, and it was very complicated, very, very complicated. Her lips are a disaster. The stuff has broken through and caused ulcers, and please, you know, and there are these underground silicone practitioners who will come to your house, or you can go to their house. There was one busted in Florida who messed up a lot of people. And you've got to understand what professionalism is and that it takes skill to do this stuff. And the problem is, of course, every once in a while, somebody gets away with it. And that's what you hear about. That's what gets going on the Internet, not the disasters. This is another one of those. Here's a coach, high school girls softball coach, fired. Because at the end of the season, he had a cookout, and he served beer to the other parents. And one parent brought some beers. A few people had that, no more than four, five, or six. Kids weren't uncomfortable. And this is that kind of thinking that if you ban something, if you express your disdain for it or hide it or make believe it doesn't exist, you're somehow going to motivate others, especially young people, to not use the substance. Anyway, this poor guy, I can't quite tell. It's hard to typify different places in the country. This happening in Maryland, and it's always a local phenomenon. It's always one person who complains who sets off these little wildfires. By the way, also from that region of the country, in Baltimore, it is legal to put a body in a freezer. You're not breaking the law. Police found a body of an 83-year-old woman in a freezer, and they interviewed family members, and they learned that she had a lot of medical conditions. She'd been bedridden for years. They were told she died a few weeks ago, and her family put her in a freezer. And according to state law, health officials and other professionals must report a death. But you and me? We can do what we want with Grandma. Well, some flu news here. It turns out that flu viruses that sparked the three worst pandemics in the last 100 years circulated in their nearly complete form for years before the catastrophes. So you see, the H1N1 virus that sparked the Spanish flu, and it is, you know, H1N1 going around now, circulated in swine and humans well before the pandemic started. And that's what we think happens. And then either something we don't understand yet or a slight mutation, and then bingo. Pharmaceutical firms need incentives, including lucrative patents. There's two stories in a row here. See how they relate. To keep creating drugs and vaccines against emerging threats. And I believe in the free market. I'm a capitalist. And I just think no one's going to develop these things unless you give them incentives, right? Now, under the heading of lucrative patents, this is a separate story I'm about to tell you, because a U.S. Senate committee says that biotechnology medicines should be protected from cheaper rivals for 12 years. This is a 16-7 vote and a victory for biotech drug makers. In developing biotech drugs and biotechnology, it is more expensive. It is more difficult. And the current patent deal, like for normal drugs, I think it's 7 years still before generics can be made. And once again, you got to have the incentive. It's like people who want to, think doctors make too much money, want to bring them down around, what a secretary makes. Well, that's all fine and well for you, but who's going to want to go to medical school for 14, 15 years? It's one thing you can, I don't begrudge doctors their money. Now, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it for all the money in China. No, they don't have any money there. Oh, they have a lot of money there. All the tea in China. They got a lot of tea there. This is how you motivate people. It's not all, about saving humanity. It's a combination of things when you pick a profession. All right, this one, I'm afraid we solved the family argument here against me. My wife has insisted for many, many years that there's a certain meow she hears the cat make, and she says, oh, he's hungry. He wants his meat meow. And I've just laughed it off, and she just insists, and of course always gets up and gives the cat meat and food when he makes a very certain meow, I must admit. One day our cat just became such a whiner. He meowed so much, I think he lost his voice, so he has a very strange hoarse kind of a meow. Well, here comes some scientists here who've looked into this thing called solicitation purring. And indeed, they found that cats have a way of making a sound that's repeatable. It's an urgent cry or meowing sound embedded with an otherwise pleasant purr. Not everybody likes a little purring that cats do. But she says here, solicitation purring is more acceptable to humans than overt meowing, which will likely get a cat thrown out of the bedroom. And this is a group of scientists that study vocal communication in mammals, from elephants to lions, and she looked into cats. In a series of experiments, they found that humans judge the purrs recorded while cats are actively seeking food as more urgent and less pleasant than those made in other contexts, even if you never had a cat yourself. Quote, we found the crucial factor determining the urgency and pleasantness ratings that purrs received was an unusually high frequency element, reminiscent of a cry or meow embedded within the naturally low-pitched purr. And they played this for humans, and they resynthesized recorded purrs, and et cetera, et cetera, and they think they have proven this. Let's see here. This company called Lifestyle Lift is a cosmetic surgery company. They promise you a one-hour facelift. They do kind of a mini lift. I've never been for it. It's a chain of them. And they've reached a settlement in New York State because they attempted to post fake positive consumer reviews on the web. Now, this is so widespread. It's funny that they go after semi-legitimate companies for doing that when this is routine. This is routine for all the fancy berries and multi-level marketing health schemes out there. They make a website that looks like it's an objective website, rating this super fabulous blah-de-blah berries. And then, of course, it's put up by the people who make those berries. Anyway, the company ordered employees to pretend they were satisfied customers. But listen, above and beyond that, I was trying to think of how to explain this to you, and I came up with something. Because what they do, they make a little incision, and they pull tightly, like up by your ears, to lift up your jowls. And you walk out happy, because a real facelift, you have to undermine. You have to loosen all the skin. So you may make an incision up by the ears, but you poke your instruments all the way down to the jawline and free it all up. It would be like making a bed. The sheet is wrinkled, right? And I stitched the sheet to the undersheet, except for the top part. and you try to pull in a top part, and you can't pull the whole rest of it taut because it's bound down to the tissues, in this case, the sheets below. But if the whole sheet were loose and you pull up at the top, it tightens up and gets all the wrinkles out of the sheet. So that's what a real facelift is. You undermine all the skin so you can pull it up taut. All right? So I'm not a fan of these quickie deals, and there's a lot of negative reactions within and outside the profession. All right, so there was this big survey. It made all the newspapers about science and religion. And a lot of you have these conflicts, and there's a communications gap here. A lot of you admire scientists unless they get crosswise on an issue with religious overtones. 55% of people say science and religion are often in conflict. 36% say science conflicts with their own religious beliefs. Among those 36% who say science conflicts with religious beliefs, of course you're talking about, you know, evolution, debates about the origin of life, beginning of life, stem cells, etc. Now, while 95% of the public say they believe in God or a higher power, 40% of scientists don't believe in either. Half of scientists say they are atheists or agnostics or believe in nothing. But only 17% of you are unaffiliated. And there's a big gap based on different religions. But I got to say, there was one comment here from a blogger that was funny, because a lot of people saying, you see, 40% of scientists have a belief the person who's blogging got it backwards, but let me use his incorrect figures because the point is kind of funny. So 40% of scientists believe in God. I'm sure most scientists believe their spouses are faithful, but that doesn't mean they are correct in their belief. So there is this conflict, and it's something I think will change. And it just depends upon all the other things that you have been taught. And we talked last week about that pastor who's bringing it all together and how you can believe in God and believe in evolution at the same time. And if I believed in God, it wouldn't be a stretch for me. It's just, you know, where do you pick your starting point? That's what it comes out to. Here's an aspect, by the way, of religious belief and how it plays out among immigrants. 65% of first-generation U.S. Hispanics believe abortion should be illegal. Second-generation U.S. Hispanics is down to 40%, and they expect the next generation even less. This is what, you know, this country has gone through many, many times. Immigrants will come with their core beliefs from their home country. They raise their kids in America, and all of a sudden it shifts. And it is not just here, not just among Hispanics. This has been going on since the founding of this country, so it's no... It's no biggie, no biggie. Well, this is my favorite story of the day, coming from the Journal of Economic Perspectives. What's this about? Well, it is kind of interesting, and it's always difficult to prove cause and effect. But they looked at this idea of not red states, blue states, but red light states, in that who buys adult entertainment? And they did this study with people who have broadband, and then people who have purchased online subscriptions to pornographic sites, and compared numbers. Anyway, the data is all pretty solid. The results you might find surprising, because the highest porn users in our country, or those who subscribe to porn, are really in red states, right? More conservative states. They didn't ask people for their political affiliation. I'm not sure what it all means, except the one interesting number one state with the highest rate of pornography subscribers versus broadband subscribers is Utah. Utah is an interesting place, and I think tells you a lot about, I mean, it's one of the few places in the United States, or maybe even the world, where you can really nail down the percentage of religious folks. I mean, you go into the state of Utah, it's 80%. These folks are Mormons. And there's, which of course would tend to suppress many of these kinds of things, from drug abuse to porn. And yet their rates are very interesting in that they are the highest in the country for both, if you look at particular subsets. Like for abuse of prescription drugs, Utah's number one in the country. Illegal drugs, maybe not, because that's illegal. If it's prescription, it comes from a doctor, must be okay. So online subscriptions to pornography, highest in Utah, where maybe people participating physically in certain off-color categories might be less, but people seem to want to express this. And you go around the world, same thing, Islamic states. Some Islamic countries account for very, very high rates of pornography uses. Number two in a country, Alaska. I'll go down the list. Mississippi, Hawaii, Oklahoma, Arkansas, North Dakota, Louisiana, Florida, West Virginia. So as you can see, political affiliation, in spite of what people say in Congress, doesn't quite, I'm going to say porn out, pan out. All right, speaking of different places in this country, where you live and your personality, your character. We now have the details of that particular survey, and the state you live in has a lot to do with who you are, your character, and your personality, and we'll name the names. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Okay, with us today is that stack of money with the giant googly eyes. The money you could be saving with Geico. Tell me, it's really easy to get you. You just go to geico.com, right? Let's try two blinks for yes and one for no. Wait, did you just blink twice or once? Because I blinked and I missed it. Ah, I keep blinking. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hi, I'm Jim Palmer. Over 10 years ago, my orthopedic doctor gave me a choice, an eventual knee replacement or start taking Cosamin. Well, I chose Cosamin, and so should you. It's the number one orthopedic recommended glucosamine chondroitin sulfate brand. If you want your joints to last, do what I do. Take new Cosamin ASU.
Try original Cosamin DS or more potent Cosamin ASU. For coupons or where to buy, call 1-877-COSAMIN. That's COSAMIN. Or visit helpyourjoints.com.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so
It's the hottest ticket on Broadway and the freshest show, says Vanity Fair. The acclaimed Lincoln Center Theater production won 7 Tony Awards. The musical is Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific.
We got sunlight on the sand. We got moonlight on the sea.
We got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got dance.
The best revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein in a generation, cheers the Washington Post. An unabashedly beautiful score, says Newsweek. Variety raves, South Pacific is breathtaking, an outstanding achievement. There is nothing like South Pacific.
There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girly, womanly female demon-headed.
South Pacific. At the Golden Gate Theater through October 25th. Call Ticketmaster or visit shnsf.com.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Tom in New York. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the program.
Very good, Dr. Dean Adell. Should I hang up on the phone?
Nope, yes. No, hang up on the radio.
I'm on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. My wife and I have been married 54 years. We went.
Congratulations, by the way.
Right, we got along. We went to a marriage counselor because I've had the problem. She doesn't want to go to bed at night. And you mentioned teenagers and that wanted to go to bed. It was the same when she was a teenager, and she's 73 now.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason why we went was because of her going to bed late. So I told the marriage counselor, she's a clinical social worker, that I tried to compromise by 12:30 at night, and I think that's an ungodly hour to begin with.
Mm.
She didn't, not very often. It was after 1 o'clock in the morning that she'd finally come into bed. So the marriage counselor said, we're going to have a compromise. For 4 days a week, you're going to get to bed anytime you want, no limit. And then for 3 days a week, you're going to go to bed 11 o'clock. On the second conference with her, I went back and I said, would any marriage counselor or all marriage counselors come up with the same compromise, that erratic, that anytime you want, and then 11 p.m.? Oh, yes, they would, yes.
Right. Now, go back for a second, Tom. Is this because she has insomnia and is troubling your sleep, or does this have to do with doing what comes naturally?
No, she has sleeping pills, so when she takes a sleeping
right.
pill, she...
Well, why do you care when she goes to bed is what I'm asking. You're talking about sex? Can I use a three-letter word?
No, that's no problem. I guess you say we're beyond that.
Yeah, okay, so it's just about her getting to sleep later. And this is, listen, this is a common issue. One person's a night owl. They stay up. They keep you awake. They read. Well, what does she do when she's lying awake there?
Things out in the kitchen, TV mostly.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it requires a compromise. It isn't fair to you because it keeps you awake. And by the same token, a lot of people are programmed that way, though it sounds to me that she does have a little bit of a sleep disorder. And one thing you could do, because I'm sure she loves to get to sleep, get an earlier night's sleep, and it would fit with when she gets up in the morning, and that is talk to a sleep specialist. I'd skip the marriage counselor. I talk to a sleep specialist first and get her involved in something called sleep hygiene, because she's breaking all those rules. Now, I ain't going to get in the middle of a 54-year-old marriage here, but I can tell you that a sleep specialist could help her without pills. You said she's got sleeping pills. And get her to learn to sleep, get to bed at a more reasonable hour, depending on when she wants to get up. And listen, she's entitled to do what she wants to before you have to do separate beds or separate bedrooms. So let's work on the insomnia first before making any one of these, Solomon decisions, all right? Let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi.
Last night on the History Channel, I was watching all about invisibility of people and ships and stuff, and how you can't see your pupils move, and there's blind spots that you cannot see, and they're actually able to make things invisible now, they claim. And it was part of the Philadelphia experiment in World War II. And I was wondering, what do you think of this, and will they be able to really do this, and will they do this more in the future?
Yeah, well, the examples you mentioned is a good way to get people to believe we're close to something, and that we all do. If I had a little more time and this were television, I could show you how to find your blind spot. You actually just put two dots on a postcard or a piece of paper 4 or 5 inches apart, then cover up one eye, and then look at one dot, and then move the card in and out, and look at the other dot, and move the card in and out. You'll find a place right where that dot disappears. And it's a big black hole in the middle of your vision, except your brain kind of fills it in. And right, you can't see your pupils move, but both of those examples really have nothing to do with true invisibility, which there have been some interesting experiments with bending light and doing stuff like that, and in a laboratory, in the world of physics, not like making you invisible, so... You know, like every teenager's guy's wish, I want to be invisible and go in a girl's locker room. I don't think we're going to see that in our lifetime, but we sure have made things invisible to other aspects of the electromagnetic spectrum, like, you know, radar, as you know, so many bombers today you can't see on radar, and that works in a principle that might help someday. We want to do this because light is simply part of the electromagnetic spectrum. So, not coming up soon. All right, we come back. I want to talk to you about where you live and what it says about your character and your personality. It's absolutely fascinating. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. California Air Resources Board has okayed the nation's first statewide carbon fee on utilities, oil refineries, and other polluting industries. Twitter is now valued at $1 billion, even though the company has not generated any revenue in the 3 years it's been in business. Company officials announced today that they have raised $100 million from investors. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 42 points at 96.65. NASDAQ is down 16 at 20.90, and the S&P 500 is down slightly at 1,044. Lloyd Lindsey Young forecasting for the Bay Area. Mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the 60s and 70s around the Bay. Low 90s in the hottest inland locations. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Join the revolution.
It's more than just a shift or a movement. It's a revolution to change the way things have been done and improve our future. Join Planet Orange in changing outdated methods of caring for your home with a host of innovative home solutions, including a revolutionary alternative method of termite control. Planet Orange eradicates termites from your home or business using orange oil, which is derived from a rind of an orange. And it's so effective that they back their claims with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. For a free in-home inspection, go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Not only is Planet Orange America's largest certified orange oil specialist, they're a trusted Bay Area company. Learn more about the services offered by Planet Orange. Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE.
Join the revolution.
Kent Putnam from Putnam Mazda and Burlingame inviting you to our Pick and Choose event. Pick your 2010 Mazda 3 and choose your financing. Putnam has more than 40 new Mazda 3s in stock, so we have the style, color, and options you want. Pick a 4-door or a 5-door, automatic or manual, sport or grand touring. After you pick your Mazda 3, it's time to choose the financing option that works best for you. Putnam Mazda is offering 2.9% APR for 36 months or 3.9 for 60 months. I love the Mazda 3 because it's a great car with plenty of room for my family and our gear. My wife thinks it's a great choice for the planet because it gets 33 highway miles per gallon. Pick your 2010 Mazda 3 from Putnam's huge selection, more than 40 in stock right now. Choose your financing. Putnam's offering a low 2.9% APR for 36 months or 3.9% for 60 months. Test drive your 2010 Mazda 3 today at Putnam Mazda in Burlingame.
Special APR financing for qualified customers. Delivery from Putnam stock by 9:30:09 required. What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Super Bowl 44 in South Florida on February 7th, 2010. This 5-day, 4-night package for two people includes deluxe beachside hotel accommodations, lower-level game tickets, NFL Saturday night party tickets, NFL tailgate party tickets, and a meet and greet with an NFL player. Visit Visa.com/signature to take advantage of this special once-in-a-lifetime offer. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
In today's Diamond Certified Spotlight, we find out what's most important to ask about when buying a mattress from John Babine, Salinas Mattress Company.
What is a realistic life? Because all mattresses carry warranties, but warranties don't reflect usable life.
Now get free access to the entire Diamond Certified directory at KGORadio.com. Read each Diamond Certified company's profile and verbatim customer responses. For highest quality, make sure they've earned Diamond Certified.
With Kaiser Permanente, you get to choose your own doctor from an extraordinary group of trained physicians who are dedicated to your total health and well-being. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about the United States of Mind. And this is the details of 600,000 questionnaires that it was leaked in a press report a few months ago, and now we have all the details. And I think it's fascinating. We'll talk about cause and effect here, about even after controlling for the variables that you can think of, like income and education and race, there each state in the United States seems to have a dominant personality. Amiable states like Minnesota tend to be lower in crime also. Dutiful states, an eclectic bunch actually, includes New Mexico, North Carolina, and Utah. We just talked about Utah having high rates of porn use and prescription drug abuse, but they're dutiful. Produce a disproportionate share of mathematicians. States that rank very high in openness to new ideas are our more creative states. And they measured that by per capita patent production. But those states also can have higher crime rates and a bit aloof. You know, being creative and open-minded allows maybe crime to flourish more, but you cannot make those conclusions. And obviously, Californians don't like much socializing, it said, which is strange. As for high anxiety states, you know, and it's not just New York and New Jersey, but poverty-stricken states like West Virginia and Mississippi. Those are neurotic states, tend to have higher rates of heart disease. This blew researchers away. They just didn't know. And you can't do the chicken and egg thing. Do these states nurture specific personalities? Those are people moving to California have a certain freewheeling quality and more openness. Or do states tend to nurture specific personalities because of their, you know, climate or their history or their cultures? They did this questionnaire. There's five major traits: extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, neuroticism, and openness. That's what they use. A lot of psychologists think our personalities are more complex, but for this sake, they did this, and a lot of psychologists agree with this. And once again, you do a New Yorker, you're talking about someone who maybe just moved from Kansas. You just don't know. They didn't take that into account, right? They weren't trying to gauge how life in New York would shape any individual. And then there are some funny things. For instance, the regional stereotypes, the flinty, pragmatist New Englander. Not as dutiful as you might think because they ranked at the bottom of conscientiousness. High scores for openness to new ideas correlates to liberal social values and democratic voting habits. Do I need to repeat that and start a war? Nah. But three of the top 10 open states, Nevada, Colorado, and Virginia, traditionally vote Republican. Not all consistent. North Dakota, the most outgoing state in the union. And they find that very strong, very difficult. Some people, the governor, et cetera, here talking about all this. They say, you know, this is defined by open social strong networks and tight community bonds and on all that. And then Nevada got ranked low in agreeableness. And the governor, the mayor of Las Vegas says, wait a second, we are agreeable. We have to treat visitors with a great deal of kindness to get a big tip. So, and I believe a lot of this has to do with history. You know, I remember a statement by an historian once about San Francisco, that at no time in human history have more people, and we're talking about the gold rush, descended upon one place from more different backgrounds and countries than any other time or place in the history of human beings. I'd have to think about that. I'm wondering about the Silk Road. I'm wondering about other things in human history. But certainly, in the 19th century, San Francisco received people, lots of people from China, from Europe, from South America, and all in short order, all chasing gold. But I think it forever changed the character. And as far as the creativity of California, you got to admit, there are a lot of very powerful, creative ideas have come out of California, from the computer revolution to some kinds of rock and roll and other social values that many people are not happy with. All right, so that's that. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael? Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello, Dr. Dell. Hey, Sunday I was watching on TV on the Learning Channel these untold stories of the ER, the emergency room, and They brought this guy in, and he had a 3-foot branch about 3 inches in diameter right through his neck. He was conscious and walking, and it went from the direction from one ear to the other. And the doctor looked at him and he goes, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. And they didn't know what to do, and he's sitting there. So the doctor walks out into the hallway, and he's mumbling to himself like, gee, they don't teach anything in medical school on how to do something like this. But I missed how they got the branch out, and the guy survived, and I just wonder if you saw it and knew anything about it, if they cut the branch or what.
That's a funny question, and I wonder why you missed it. You know, I would think that would have been riveting to most people, but we'll leave that as it is. I don't think I saw it. how they did it, but I can tell you how they go about stuff like that. And let it be said that very often you see stuff in the trauma section of an emergency room that you can't be prepared for except to learn how to think about things. And it always reminds me of a bunch of guys working in the backyard on a car. And I'm a backyard tinkerer myself, and you know how it gets. Well, if we pull it off here, Harry, it's going to go, no, it won't fit through. Hey, what if we try? And if you listen to the conversation in the operating room, it's the same deal. Because every traumatic injury like that is going to be different. In a big branch, it's horrific. Well, the guy was awake and conscious, so it's telling me it didn't nick his carotid arteries or hit his spinal cord. And it's tricky. Normally, what you would do, decide which end to cut and pull out. And if an object gets larger and larger as it moves through, then you would cut the opposite end to pull it out. But then sometimes you need to dissect down right to where it is, because when you start pulling out, you may then start traumatizing vital organs. And you need to know where the carotid artery is and all these things. So a careful x-ray, and then you definitely would saw off, cut off one end, because you don't want to pull in all the germs and all the debris into the wound. So you want to cut it off as cleanly, as close to the skin as possible, if you're able to. And then slowly pull it out while it's being followed by x-ray. And careful watching to make sure something starts to bleed or spurt. You jump on it immediately. The neck, you can imagine. I mean, this one through your leg is one thing, but through your neck, oh my gosh, you got everything. Everything's going through your neck, the major blood vessels, all the breathing tubes, and not to mention your spinal cord and nervous and all the nerves. So very, very, very treacherous. So they would not have shown that on TV. My sense of all these ER shows and usually is stuff like that. The outcome is positive. They don't often show you something that's terribly tragic, although they have to deal with tragedy in those kind of shows, but they're very careful in what they do. So I figure the guy made it. All right. Let's talk to George. How you doing, George? Hi, George. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that characteristic hiss at first. Yeah. I'm calling about a result of a cholesterol test. And they give you a range. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm making the numbers up. But they have a range for the good cholesterol, a range for the bad cholesterol, a range for the triglycerides, and then they give you your total cholesterol, and there's a range for that.
Right.
And so in my case, the bad cholesterol was, it was in the upper half of the range, but it was in the acceptable range. And then the good cholesterol was almost off the chart high. And that consequently meant that the total cholesterol was above 200, so they said that I had high cholesterol. But
I get this question a lot, and I know where you're going, and it's got to drive you crazy. Yes, having that high good cholesterol is definitely good. The borderline LDL, the bad cholesterol, is fine. The two add up to a higher total cholesterol. But when they started selling us on these breakdowns, he said, "Oh, listen to your total cholesterol anymore. You know, it's all about the fractions, the HDLs and the LDLs, and there are lots of subfractions. If the number is reasonable, I'm not going to sweat it. I think I would just take care of myself anyway. You know, it's kind of like, don't believe in these numbers. Don't get hung up on these numbers. They're not that specific. And so if you're not taking care of yourself and not eating appropriately, do so anyway, regardless of the numbers. And I tell people this all the time. You get 30% of people have a really, really good cholesterol, except they're dead on arrival at the emergency room. And by the same token, you see plenty of people with horrible cholesterols living into their 90s. So it's not that specific. So your numbers, in other words, borderline, the LDL and really good, high, good cholesterol is, it's enough for me to go have a burger. All right, I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet and over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors, from the kids' rooms to the living room, and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/30, U.S. only. See store for details.
KGO News Talk 810 and Alta Bates Summit Medical Center are teaming up to help our community become more cancer smart. We've created a special website, cancersmart.net, with educational facts about cancer risk, detection, treatment, and support. This month, we focus on prostate cancer. According to the National Cancer Society, one out of every six men in the U.S. will get prostate cancer. To learn more, go to cancersmart.net.
At John Anderson's Courtesy Chevrolet in San Jose, huge news for bargain hunters. John, $10,000 off the MSRP?
All remaining 09 Corvettes. Over 15 available. A whopping $10,000 off the MSRP.
Plus, truck shoppers will love this. $6,500 off the MSRP on all remaining 09 Silverados. Over 25 in stock. Your most popular models, crew and extended cabs. $6,500 off MSRP.
We've got to clear out all remaining 09s to make room for the 2010s right now. We've put profit in the back seat to blow out these vehicles today.
$10,000 off 09 Corvettes, a big fat $6,500 off 09 Silverados. That's just a sample. All 09s with clearance savings at Courtesy Chevrolet San Jose. Call now 1-800-256-0800 or click on CourtesyChevrolet.com.
If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
Silverados, $2,500 courtesy discount plus $4,000 rebate equals $6,500. Corvettes, $4,000 rebates plus $6,000 discount equals $10,000 off. Expires 9/30. ZR1's excluded.
What does it take to raise the roof on a state-of-the-art new hospital and to raise the bar on high-quality health care in the process? Whatever it takes, we're doing it. In the brand new El Camino Hospital in Mountain View, this amazing hospital will open to patients in mid-November, on time, under budget, and on the cusp of a new era in health care. The hospital was designed from the ground up with patient needs as top priority. The advances are astounding. Every innovation improves efficiency, adds technology, and enhances the patient and visitor experience. What's more, the new hospital will make a seismic change in the delivery of care, literally, as it's one of the first to meet new earthquake safety regulations. Built for today and tomorrow, this is more than a hospital. It's a visionary healthcare destination where we can serve you well for many years to come. Don't miss the Community Day preview event Saturday, October 3rd. Visit www.elcaminohospital.org for information.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Carol. How are you doing, Carol?
Doing great. First, I want to tell you that I am not a germaphobe, so if you could answer me with that in mind. But
yeah.
I am interested in these natural cleaning products that tell you that they are safer for the environment because they don't have the toxic fumes and for your family. And frankly, they do smell a lot better. And then, but also, there's nothing said on any of them, and I've gone to websites on all of them, about disinfecting. So I feel like I have to have a holster when I clean. Like, do I have to keep my Lysol still there for after I cut the raw chicken or diluted bleach and then use these other products for just general cleaning? Or do you know?
Yes. Well, here's, you're asking a whole, your question has actually a whole bunch of different levels to it, all of them important. First, in the germaphobe part, no, you don't have to be a germaphobe to be concerned about these germs. You know, cleaning up after raw chicken is reasonable, you know, considering that probably 40% up to 60% of chicken does have salmonella in it. If you don't cook it, which is the way you protect yourself, you're going to get it. And if, of course, you leave the raw juice and cut your veggies on it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The second question uses the word, my favorite word, natural, which do not in any way, sense, or form ever assume because something is natural that it's safer or better for you or your family. I could sit here all day, give you example after example from everything from, you know, tobacco and cocaine are natural, and so are hurricanes and rattlesnakes. And the number of herbs and toxins found in the fruit and vegetable kingdom are legion, and that's where we learned about such substances. So do not assume that anything unnatural is bad for you and that automatically something natural is good at you. Nature is very aggressive, a very aggressive thing. Now, what's in these things? Well, there's nothing more natural than alcohol, and that acts as an antiseptic. So certainly it would be reasonable to say natural on a spray, which is a classic old-time antiseptic would be alcohol. Now, some newer substances, let me go to the bottom line here. You're absolutely right. They don't test these things. They don't have to prove what they do, because these are not medical products. You don't take them into your body. Toxicity is something else. So it would be probably safer for a company to come up with a product that is borrowed from something else that they can at least say is less harmful, is not going to break the law in terms of you spraying something evil in your kid's face, rather than being effective. And don't forget, of course, overall, it's the scrubbing action. It's soap and water that really still looms as the best way to go, because a lot of these antiseptic products, natural or not, bacteria may learn to eat them for lunch and may develop a resistance to them. And also remember, your kids need germ. Kids who are raised in cleaner environments have more allergies and more autoimmune problems. And we think that in the modern world, we are able now to raise kids in fairly sterile environments. So I would, you know, like you said, I guess I would keep my Lysol under the sink for those times when I was feeling I wanted to be a little more aggressive. And smell, of course, doesn't really mean much. So we haven't tested all these things, and I suppose soon we will, because they're very, very popular and reasonable. And reasonable, especially when it comes to the environment, if we can indeed prove an environmental harm from some of these products. Okay, let's take a quick break. I have more time for you, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
There was a piece on the news recently. A member of Congress tried to call a bank for a loan modification, and she even identified herself as a congresswoman. They still hung up on her, sent her to extensions that were no longer working, and returned calls with the speed of a tortoise going uphill. Here's the thing about the Parsa Law Group. In a perfect world, you wouldn't need them. In a perfect world, the economy is all sunshine and roses. Your job is safe. Your bank wants you to keep your house, and you get a loan modification that works for you. It's not a perfect world, but a free evaluation of your situation from the Parsa Law Group may get you closer to something a lot better than foreclosure. Call them. They're honest. They're in good standing with the state bars of California and Nevada, and the bank will not be able to avoid them. Call 888-805-8606. The bank may give you a busy signal. James Parsa will get you an answer. Here's that number again, 888-805-8606.
Gene Burns here. Cannery Row is famous for its dramatic coastline and fine dining. Wine connoisseurs know the grapes grown in Monterey wine country are among the world's finest. On October 3rd, we bring the best of the region to you. Join us for Savor Monterey, from Cannery Row to Vineyard Row at the Fairmont San Jose from noon to 3. Savor award-winning wines from over 25 Monterey wineries, sample delectable morsels from Cannery Row's choice restaurants, and enjoy the smooth sounds of a jazz quartet. Plus, enter to win a fabulous two-night getaway during Monterey's Great Wine Escape Weekend at the luxurious oceanfront Intercontinental de Clement, Monterey. Order your tickets now for Savor Monterey, Saturday, October 3rd. Tickets are only $40 in advance, $45 at the door. Visit SaborMonterey.com for tickets and details. Savor Monterey, brought to you by Monterey County Vintners and Growers Association, Cannery Row Company, and KGO News Talk 810.
Despite their wide variety of colors and forms, garden mums never seem to get the accolades they deserve. Cities don't stage mum parades, horses don't run for a blanket of mums, and no one ever expresses their love with a dozen long-stem mums. Well, this Saturday, to help spread the joyous wonder of mums, Orchard Supply Hardware is having a garden mum sale. All 4-inch garden mums, regularly priced $1.79, are on sale 2 for the price of 1. Limit 20 per customer while quantities last. Mums are easy to grow, ideal for fall weather, and produce a bounty of colorful blooms perfect for outdoor borders and indoor arrangements. So even if your college football team never competes in a garden mum bowl, you can still enjoy the vibrant beauty of mums in your own garden. Osh puts spending power back in your pocket this Saturday with 2 4-inch mums for the price of 1. Orchard Supply Hardware, California's favorite home improvement store.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Gary. How you doing, Gary?
Hi, Dr. Adele. I'm having a sleep problem. I can usually fall asleep fine, but I can't stay asleep for more than 2 or 3 hours without, like, Ambien CR. And my cortisol level's very high. I need to know, are there physiological reasons for this? Because people are telling me it's all in my head, and I don't feel particularly stressed.
Well, no, it's not all in your head. There are a variety, of course, of different types of insomnia, and the great dividing line is exactly as you described it. Some people have trouble getting asleep. Once they get asleep, they stay asleep. Some people have no trouble getting asleep, but they don't stay asleep. It is normal. In normal sleep, you do wake up multiple times in the night. The difference is, for some folks, they can get back to sleep. Other folks, once they're up, they're up. Now, certainly it's reasonable to think, because one aspect of people having trouble falling asleep is that they ruminate. Their brain is going a mile an hour, and certainly we know that stress and doing stressful things before you go to sleep can contribute to that. And some folks who wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep may have a dose of that, but we don't really know the exact physiological we know so little about sleep. It's amazing. We spend, you know, a third of our lives asleep, and it's probably the period in our life we know the least about. We're still unraveling some of the mysteries. Because if we knew something physiological that was happening at that particular moment, then what we would do, of course, would be to try and design different drugs. Now, you're dealing with Ambien CR, which is an extended version. I'd rather, if you're going to use Ambien, I'd switch it to the regular, because it has like a 4-hour duration, and CR is supposed to have a 6 to 8 hour duration, so that may or may not be a little long for you, and the other form will come on a little more quickly. But ultimately, you'd be a perfect person to respond to the sleep hygiene stuff, because it tells you very specific things. When you wake up in the middle of the night, here's what you do, here's what you don't do. If you find yourself, for instance, after 5 minutes you're still awake, you get out of bed. They have you actually get out of bed and go do the most boring thing you can. You do not turn on the television. You do not do a whole bunch of things. And they have little rules and regulations, and they work. They are successful. And actually, in the long term, people who learn those skills wind up with better sleeping habits and better sleep than people taking sleeping pills. I said skills, not pills. So the sleeping pills will work acutely, work in the short run, but in the long run, they won't. So don't listen to your friends, all right? Go online, look up sleep hygiene, see what you can get from that, and if you have problems, then talk to your doc. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Dreams head west and take root in California. Chevron did in 1879. We were looking for oil, and we found people. Intelligent, inquisitive, hardworking people. Together we built California's single largest company. And today we're helping create jobs for nearly 70,000 Californians. Putting ideas to work and billions in our economy. This is the power of human energy. Visit ChevronCalifornia.com.
People, let's get started. Now that we can have online meetings with Adobe web conferencing software, we can travel less and be more productive than ever. Let's see how it's working. Budget?
Never been further in the red.
Ad campaign?
Consumers hate it.
Market share?
Losing ground every day.
Good meeting, everyone. Keep it up.
Make every meeting a good meeting. Sign up for a free trial of eco-friendly Adobe Connect web conferencing software, and we'll donate money to help a school go green. Details at connectandconserve.com. Donations made to the U.S. Green Building Council up to a total of $300,000.
Last year, Alta Bates Summit Medical Center provided more than 87,000 state-of-the-art cancer screenings, diagnoses, and treatments. No matter what the procedure, patients could have peace of mind, knowing they were in the hands of expert, compassionate caregivers. 87,000 cancer procedures a year, but none more important than yours. Visit AltaBatesSummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. AltaBates Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
KGO News Talk 810 and Alta Bates Summit Medical Center are teaming up to help our community become more cancer smart. We've created a special website, cancersmart.net, with educational facts about cancer risk, detection, treatment, and support. This month, we focus on prostate cancer. According to the National Cancer Society, one out of every six men in the U.S. will get prostate cancer. To learn more, go to cancersmart.net.
Afternoon, I'm Gil Gross. 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk about Iran. But coming up, a judge tells a guy from San Francisco, get out of town. Can he do that?
From ABC News.
KGO San Francisco.
I'm Sherry Preston. Iran insists it has done nothing wrong, but the U.S., France, and Britain are demanding answers after the revelation that Tehran is building a new nuclear enrichment facility. With more from the G20 summit, which has just ended in Pittsburgh, we're live.